I'm Lori.
And I'm Jeffrey.
And welcome to Southern Charm Magic, where we talk about the magic and the mishaps of planning your next Walt Disney World vacation.
And hopefully bring a little magic to wherever you are in the world.
We'll give you our honest opinions about what we think,
but always with just a little bit of Southern charm. Happy New Year, Lori. It is 2022.
Yay, we left 2021. Wasn't the greatest year.
Not the greatest year. Are you glad to leave that year behind?
I'm so glad.
Well, it is a new year and we have a lot of Disney plans. I think you and I are both planning to get there fairly soon in 2022, right?
I think 50 days for me, so 49 for you, I think.
Okay. Like all right. That. So it's coming up. So we have a lot to talk about, but we also really, obviously, you know, we're Southern Charm Magic. We want to help all of y'all out there plan for your respective Mardi Gras trips, because we know if there's one thing, it's all of Louisiana goes to Disney World for Mardi Gras.
All of Louisiana.
You know, I'm pretty sure it's a law somewhere. I haven't found it like in the law books, but there's like definitely a law out there. Thou shall go to Disney World for Mardi Gras.
Thou shall leave Louisiana for sure. Let everybody else come here. We'll leave.
And we just take it over. You know, I've only been to Disney World at Mardi Gras once. It was a high school field trip. So
seriously?
That's it. Just
so
one.
So this is going to be your second time?
Yes, ever. Ever.
Love it because you see so many people from Louisiana. It's all Louisiana people.
It's all LSU and Saints shirts, if I remember correctly.
Yes. The very first time I went for Mardi Gras, in all of my ride pictures, the entire car is Louisiana. Like the Mardi Gras day, that's how I remember. All of my ride pictures have people with Mardi Gras shirts, the whole thing.
I distinctly remember seeing people wearing beads. Did you see
they have some. We wear beads. We wear a lot. We do lots of different, like we wear headpieces, face. We paint our face. Like we do all kinds of things like you would do if you went to a parade here.
Oh, I love that. And so one of the things I will never forget, it's one of the memories that sticks out in my head. We were, you know, went on a field trip in high school, took the charter bus over there. And I remember we were leaving the Magic Kingdom. And I swear, I will swear to this, we saw people tailgating in the Magic Kingdom parking lot. Like they were out there with their chairs and the backs up and they had food and they were just living their best life in the Magic Kingdom parking lot. And all I can say is
maybe they're waiting for the fireworks.
You know what? I bet they were. I'm guessing you can see the fireworks.
Louisiana style.
If Louisiana style, I guess you can see the fireworks from the Magic Kingdom parking lot. I would imagine so. I've only been to the Magic Kingdom parking lot a handful of times, actually. So,
Me too.
So, I mean, that is a daunting parking lot. As someone who drove a few months ago, that is just a voyage. I mean, that's just half your walking right there.
Right.
And so we have plenty of tips to avoid having to park at the Magic Kingdom, which is to take transportation.
I just told some clients the other day they planned on driving straight there to the Magic Kingdom. And I said, I think I would check in first. So you
rethink that. Rethink that. Because that is a...
Especially with little bitty kids, it's so much work to get out of your car, get to the transportation center, the ferry, the monorail, it's a lot. Mm-hmm. So that's a huge plus staying on property right there.
Right. We're big advocates of staying on property. Highly recommend it. But that reason alone.
Utilizing their transportation.
Yeah. And so big reason that I recommend going to Disneyland if you're not a fan of walking, because you don't deal with any of that. That's a separate podcast. So we'll talk about that. But Lori, we have a lot of news to cover. I know it's been a while since we've been on, but we are glad to be back and want to talk about all this. All the news for 2022. I think we got to start off with one of my favorite things and favorite memories from Disney is back. And those are tours, the Walt Disney World tours.
Yeah. Have you ever done one? I've never done any, and I want too bad.
You've never done one? Okay. No. I love it. I love doing the tours. The ones coming back, there's five of them from what I understand, what Disney has released. They are Keys to the Kingdom, Wild Trek, Caring for Giants, Rhinos, and Taste of the Savannah. The first one, Keys to the Kingdom, is at Magic Kingdom. The other four, you want to do Keys to the Kingdom? Mm-hmm. And so I like Keys to the Kingdom. that's the one I did as a birthday present when I turned 16. I went to Disney.
Yeah, because you have to be 16. That's why I've never done them, because my kids were too little.
Yep. And so, so y'all are getting close to that. It's so fun. It's like about it's a few hours, and you get to go behind the scenes of Magic Kingdom, then of course into the famous Utilidors, which are the underground tunnels under the Magic Kingdom. And so if you don't know this, if you're kind of new to Disney fandom, you know, you may not know Magic Kingdom is built on the second story of the land there. The first story is all what we call Utilidors, which is this underground tunnel system. So people can walk back and forth between the lands of the Magic Kingdom and get around and stuff. Super fun tour. I enjoyed it. A lot of my Disney trivia I learned from that very tour.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. So, I mean, like, I always point things out, like when you're in the Magic Kingdom, like when you walk to the Magic Kingdom, you are walking on an incline up Main Street USA. So you knew that one. And that's because the reason for that is because it slows people down. Because when people get in the park, they're like hustling, running to space.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, the reason is to slow people down. And then, of course, when you leave, you're on the, you know, downslope, and everyone just kind of stampedes out of there. You're familiar with, if you've ever been in Magic Kingdom at closing time, that's how they roll.
Wow, that's really cool.
So what about the other ones they have are at Animal Kingdom? Now, Lori, you're not the biggest animal fan, huh?
No, I'm not. I don't hate animals, but I don't want to take care of them.
So caring for giants is not on your list.
That sounds pretty cool, but I don't want to go buy a rhino.
You don't want to go buy the rhino? No.
What, caring for the giants? Did you see, have you seen that recent video in Animal Kingdom of the lion?
The lion? What did the lion do?
Got on the rock and looked just like the Lion King.
Did he?
Well, somebody made a TikTok in there while they were on their trip, and the lion got on the rock and it looked like the Lion King. It's a really cool video.
Oh, dang. Why can't we be there when stuff like that happens?
Yeah, right. Because they don't do anything when I go on that thing.
Well, they haven't been there when I was there. I think they've been, I don't know if they've been quarantining or what. They have not been at the park. So maybe they're back.
You know, maybe so, because this is a really cool video.
I'm infamous for skipping that. But if you like
it. Is that the giants they're talking about? Is that what they see on the tour?
I think, that's the rhino tour. That's a whole rhino tour. But there's another one called Caring for Giants, which I believe is the elephants. Yeah. And I heard recently on another podcast, you don't get to pet the elephant. You just get to see it.
Aww.
I know. It's like, well, wait a minute. Wild Trek, I think, is the one where you go over the crocodiles. And do you have any interest in going to hang over a crocodile?
No, I do not at all.
Yeah, so we're from Louisiana, and we know about alligators. And you don't go dangle yourself above the alligators. And I think I've watched enough of Steve Irwin and the Irwins.
Yes.
You don't do that over the crocodiles either.
Nope.
You know,
I don't have a desire.
But if you do have a desire to hang over the crocodile pit, or, you know, walk over it on a, I think they harness you in, you can go experience that. Yeah, it's a harness that you wear, and then you walk across it. I've seen, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a no from me.
Yeah,
I bet the Irwins would do it. She likes to go to Disney World too, Bindi.
Well, they would. Well, you know, I believe her husband's family lives in the Orlando area.
They do.
And so, but of course, they wouldn't have them. They would just walk into the pit. I mean, that's what the Irwins
do. They would catch them by the mouth and let us see all their teeth.
Yeah. And so us being, you know, Cajuns from South Louisiana, we're more familiar with alligators. And again, it's just things you don't do. Things you're not supposed to do. But there is one I think that your family, or at least I know you would love and maybe to do with your family, is that Taste of Savannah. You go out in Savannah and they have beer and wine for you. Now that sounds
nice.
Yeah, that sounds
nice. I think good at dusk, right?
I think it's at dusk.
I didn't know that's what that was, but I've seen people out there.
Right. And so I'm like, I think y'all could do. I think y'all could do that.
Yeah. I've seen it on the wedding special too.
Now if you've never watched a Disney wedding special, I recommend that to people.
Yeah.
Not into like the whole wedding scene. That's not my thing.
But it's so cool.
And they get married in the most unique places. Like there's they've done weddings at Port Orleans, which I would never think to get married at. Just about every country in Epcot has hosted a wedding. And then one of the ones that just really stands out is Tower of Terror. Some people got married at the
Maybe I missed those
episodes. Yeah, but I mean, go back and watch, use your Disney Plus subscription, go watch those episodes, because they're really fun to just see Disney World and how people use those spaces and use their environment. It's really cool. They're really well done and stuff. And so, so enjoy that. But I think the big takeaway from the tourists coming back is that it's one more step back to normalcy.
Right.
We're all craving that right now at the time of this recording. And that's what we want more than anything. So anyway, so if you have any questions about the tours, look online, reach out to me about Keys to the Kingdom. I'll tell you all about it. Highly, highly recommend it. Getting that, you know, personal tour of the Magic Kingdom. And then those animal ones are probably really fun. I'm looking forward, Lori, one day I want to go to have the dolphin experience, which I saw on TV on Boy Meets World for my Boy Meets World fans out there. You know, they had that big.
Where do they do the dolphin experience?
At the Living Seas.
Oh.
Where it's just now, of course, you know, the seas with Nemo and friends.
Yes.
It will always be the Living Seas to me. And but yeah, they have dolphins in there. Do you know, you never seen the dolphins in there?
Yeah, I think so. I didn't know you can do anything. I never knew they had a tour.
Yeah, they're not, the dolphins aren't always out. They're not always out. You know, they have their own separate area, but sometimes they come out and play with the tourists. I'll just see if I can find a picture for y'all, because I got an argument with someone who claimed that there were no dolphins.
Oh, wow. There.
So that's not open yet. It's not back yet, but let's keep an eye out and hope that comes back soon. And then, of course, there's the Backstage Magic Tour, which is three of the parks. It's like a 7-hour tour of all three parks, and you get to go backstage and see all those. There's a lot of different tours out there. Behind the Seas, World Showcase. Growing up, I did a Segway tour around the countries at Epcot.
Oh, yeah. I was at Epcot,
That was the
These are all extra paid tours, and you have to have your park ticket too, correct?
Yeah, so I would add that for all the tours we're talking about, they do tell you, you know, you still have to have park admission for that day. It's not something where you just cruise on in.
But they do provide lunch, right?
Most of them, yeah. But it is, you know, you get the Disney tour guide to take you around, and anybody can sign up for it. It's not like it's restricted to anyone. Anyone in the public can sign up.
Well, they have certain ages on all of most of them.
Right. So good point. Yeah. So make sure you watch out for the minimum age before you book it for your crew. But it's something. So moving on from that, Flower and Garden Fest is back.
Yes.
And coming back
starting when I'm there.
It starts when you're there. I'm jealous. I think I'm going to miss it.
So, you leave right before, huh?
Right. And so I'm going to miss, but it is one of my, I think I'm on record. It's my favorite festival.
Really?
I love it. Absolutely love it. And so did you see the dates this year, Lori?
It's long.
It goes from March 2nd to
July 4th.
July 4th, my favorite holiday.
I know.
And so it's so long. I mean, they really are making it so Epcot almost always has a festival, except for when they are closing one and getting ready for the other. Because I think Festival of the Arts goes through February 18th or something.
Yeah, so it's like a 10-day.
So if you're going to Disney World for Mardi Gras, like so many of us, you will not have a festival unless you are there on March 2nd.
But Mardi Gras is March 1st, so a lot of people do stay the whole week. You just have to go back to work.
Oh, thanks for reminding me. I guess the important point there is, Lori, for those who making park reservations, you'll want to make sure that you pick, if you want to experience Flower and Garden Festival, which I highly, highly recommend, make sure you book Epcot for March 2nd or after.
Double checking.
And you will have that availability. But I think it's important to point out that you will probably see the topiaries early. You set those out.
It's beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful. So it's not like Christmas where you snap your fingers and it's just done overnight. I think it's a more gradual process. So I think we'll all get to experience it in some capacity.
Right.
And so speaking of things coming back, Lori, what is back at Hollywood Studios?
Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular.
Are you a fan of that show?
I've never done it.
What on earth?
My kids have done it with like my mom and dad, and I'd go do some other things when they go do that.
So
I'm not one to sit down, you know this.
So on my last trip, which by the way, yes, I was in Disney during Christmas season. So I've had a trip since last time Lori and I spoke on this podcast. My hotel room, which I have to tell you all about, stayed at the Swan. Is in the Swan.
Oh, yeah, you haven't told me either.
We had a view of Indiana Jones, and they were actually testing some effects that I could see from my room. They were testing, like, kind of.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, some of the different effects that I could see. And I was like, what on earth is going on? So Swan and Dolphin has great views of the Walt Disney World Resort. So highly recommend that. And so that's a whole separate topic. And then finally, I think that the last closed resort is opening in March.
Yes.
And which one is that?
The All-Star Sports.
So that is the last holdout. I think that's the only one not open right now, right?
Yep.
So once that opens, all of the Walt Disney World official resorts will be open. And that's just a beautiful thing to see. I stayed at All-Star Movies during my trip there in October. And, the other two All-Star resorts were completely closed. They had, you know, cones around them. They looked abandoned. I mean, it was like Walmart on Christmas Day. It was abandoned, you know, tumbleweeds, the whole effect. And what a weird thing.
That's crazy.
It was just an absolute.
I know it.
Absolutely.
I mean, when we went in September, remember when we went?
20. We were there in September of 2020.
Yeah.
None of them were open. None of the All-Stars were open.
I'm talking about like in all of the property, like not only half the resorts were open when we went.
Right. It was a different time back then. But that was.
Had you stayed all the All-Stars?
Yeah. So
you've stayed at all three of them. Have you stayed at Sports Music?
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Which one's your favorite?
I like the theme at Movies better. Movies has the theme. I think we may have talked about that before. Movies has the cool theme, like 101 Dalmatians, Toy Story, Herbie, and Mighty Ducks, where I stayed. Yeah. I thought that was cool for a Disney theme. The other ones are more of a generic theme, like music has like, you know, jazz or Broadway or whatever. Sports is like, I think it's bowling and
I like sports because it's smaller.
But they've been working on remodeling all the rooms.
Yes.
After, you know, those remodeled rooms are fantastic. I mean, they've put in wood floors, they've added outlets everywhere. Oh, they're fantastic. So, I mean,
yeah, my sister's staying at Music, I believe, or Movies, one of them, when we go for Mardi Gras. So, I'm anxious to see. She hasn't been since they've updated.
So hopefully she gets an updated room. I don't know if all the rooms are updated. I would imagine so, since they've been closed.
Had time to update them all.
I would think they would. So they're back open, and I'm just glad to see again just a step back towards normal.
Yes.
All that. So one thing, another question for you, Laura. I don't think we've ever discussed this on the podcast. What are your thoughts on the water parks?
I've never been to them because
I
feel like I never have time and I don't want to steer away from the parks, even though I love water parks.
I do.
I'm not a huge big ride fan, but I ride all water slides, oddly enough.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, I think you need to put that on your to-do list because
I want to go one summer and not go to the parks and utilize the hotel and the, water parks. That's what I want to do. That's on my bucket list.
Well, report back on that because I'm more like you about, I like to be in the parks and
I know.
All the parks things. But I think that's an important part for our listeners to know. Don't forget about all the extra stuff there is to do in Disney. Do not think it's just the parks. I think that's a mistake. I think we really harped on that in our Christmas episode, talking about all the different resorts.
Right.
The resorts are phenomenal. They have great things to do, amazing restaurants, which we'll have to talk about. There's just so much to do. Like there's a lot of great stuff at the resort. So don't turn your back on those, but the water parks are huge. There's two, Typhoon Lagoon and Blizzard Beach. And we've got some news on that front, right, Lori?
Typhoon Lagoon it's open now. It opened on January 2nd and it's been closed since COVID. They had not even said when it was going to open. Like I didn't even know. And then all of a sudden it was open.
I think that kind of came out of nowhere.
Yes, it did because I was like, are they closing it? I mean, because Typhoon Lagoon is their oldest water park. Blizzard Beach is newer. So I was like, man, are they going to close it? Like, you don't know anything.
It's a good thing, though. Again, it's a normal You know, yes. It's a normal thing that's coming back to us, and I'm so excited about it.
Lots of people from up north utilizes the water parks. Like at this time of year, I would never go.
We would never. You will not find us there. We think, what is cold to you? For me, it's like anything under 70 is getting too cold.
Anything under 70, for sure. Yeah. I have a jacket on.
It is the craziest thing. So when we were, I was there with my mom in March of 2020, right before the pandemic hit.
Yeah.
And we saw people, it was March, it was cool. And we saw people out at the pool at the beach club.
Yes.
Like, what are you people doing? Like, where do y'all live? Antarctica? I mean, I just.
Right.
I don't know what it is. It's like they were in shorts and by the pool. And I'm like in my jacket and, you know.
Same. Whenever we had the ice apocalypse here. And I was in Disney World, and I send you pictures from the pool and all that.
I will never forgive Lori for that. So people from the South who remember the ice apocalypse that we had last year, we were all
around Mardi Gras last year.
Around Mardi Gras last year, we all locked in our homes, and Lori was literally had the nerve to send me pictures of her sitting by the pool. A pool we wouldn't much less. Our pools were frozen solid.
But I never got in the pool. Like everybody else was in the pool. I did not. It was hot enough to lay outside in a bathing suit. But the water was not warm enough for me to get into it.
Well, I think it's important to note, from what I understand, all the Disney pools are heated.
All the pools, yes. But they had that little chill in the air that we don't like. Yeah, so I wasn't going to get in the pool and get cold coming out.
So if you're from the North, by the way, let us know if you're listening to us from the North. Sorry about our Chicago listeners. let us know. Of what temperature you think you will go swimming in. I'm guessing it's year round. I don't know, but we hope y'all go to the water parks, have a blast, send us pictures. I have no pictures to post of the water parks for y'all.
Either.
You will not be seeing that on our content, as I'd love to share that with you. Maybe we need to hop over there at some point, Lori. We'll just
I'm telling you, I might look into a summer trip.
Okay, so we'll have to do that. So, a few more things. Epcot has a few things going on I wanted to talk about. Yeah. They recently announced, so Laura, you know about the virtual queues they've used for all the lines.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like Ratatouille's virtual queue is going away.
Monday on January 10th.
So no more virtual queues. So it's your regular line or the lightning lanes.
Right, and I'm very glad about this. As y'all know, I've talked about this several times. I have never been able to get a virtual queue. Like when Rider Resistance, I never was able to. So I'm glad. I like the normal old lines.
Okay. Well, obviously we're going to be talking about lightning lanes today. So we'll discuss that and what that means for you. So those are your options. You'll either do the lightning lane, which is a paid feature, or you will be in line. But that area, Ratatouille, is so fun. But it is very, very hectic, as you can imagine. Another point. So Lori, you know, and I think you share this love with me for the Voices of Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they've been around since they were gone during the early stages of the pandemic. I know they were gone, but then they brought them back outdoors.
Yeah.
It's recently been announced that they're coming back to the Rotunda in there where they normally perform. So that'll.
Do you know when?
Have they said when? I do not, but it should be soon. So make sure you take a look out. The Voices of Liberty is an a cappella musical group that performs at the America Pavilion in Epcot. Mm-hmm. They're absolutely outstanding. I've posted a lot of their music on our page on Southern Charm Magic on Instagram. So go check that out. We will post more. They post patriotic hymns and also like randomly religious hymns, historical hymns, and then of course some Disney music as well. So check that out. And last piece coming out of Epcot that kind of took the internet by storm recently, there's some merchandise coming out that turned a lot of heads. And I think that Lori is interested in it, right?
Yes, the Figment popcorn bucket.
I am a huge Figment fan, and I believe Lori's daughter is also a Figment fan. We share that. And if Lori's not a big fan, she should be.
I do. I love Figment.
Okay, you like Figment too. Okay, because that's you know, Figment's the star of Journey into Imagination with Figment. He's kind of the mascot of Epcot in a way.
Yeah,
you know, they kind of bring him out for different stuff, but I really think he's just underutilized. Like, I don't think we see him a lot in the mainstream. We don't see him on TV or movies or anything.
Nope.
Now that I know that Disney World Special did talk about the origins of Figment, so
yeah,
that special you could watch on ABC. Go check that out. But Figment is great. Love Figment. He's got that great song in his ride. But the popcorn bucket.
It looks like so cute.
If you're like our friend Lacey out there, listener Lacey, who collects popcorn buckets, it's an impressive collection that I've seen. If you're into the popcorn bucket, check out the Figment popcorn bucket. I think it's going to be a must-have for all our Disney fans.
January 14th, maybe.
Okay, so that's when we're looking for it for the special for the Festival of the Arts. Yes. And Lori, last you have some news in the for those looking to save some money on a trip, right?
Yeah, Disney announced a special for the springtime. I think they have a special starting March for dates of March the 6th through the summertime, sometime in July. And it's very good because since COVID started back, they haven't had that many specials. So lots of people have been utilizing, calling and getting that. So I think if you have a trip planned around from March to July, you might want to call your travel agent at Disney themselves, see if you can get it.
And also, I was told by a friend, and then it happened to me, Disney is sending out unique offer codes.
Yeah, I saw somebody else say that too.
Okay, you didn't get one?
I did not get one.
Unique offer codes are special codes that Disney will send to you. They'll send it to your email, so make sure you check your junk mail. They'll only send it to you, obviously, if they have your email address. So you will need to have done business or signed up for some type of Disney product, whether that's making a Disney resort reservation or restaurant reservation or what have you. And there's all kind of stuff online and ways to get it. But yeah, they sent it out. It's a 20% discount.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a 20% discount. So check that out. And so there are ways.
We're talking about discounts.
Yeah.
We might want to. I don't think we've ever talked about this, a bounce back offer. If you ever go to Disney World and you stay, before you check out, ask for a bounce back offer. If you're interested in going within a certain amount of time after you leave, make sure you ask them for a bounce back offer. You have until midnight of your checkout day, if they have them available, to book your next trip. And it's always pretty good offers.
I've never heard that. So if I go to Disney, I'm checking out and I'm like, you know what? I'm ready to come back. I just go to the hotel front desk?
You can call Disney, a travel agent, or you can go to the checkout desk.
Really?
They used to put them in the room packets. You know how when you used to go, you would get that packet of papers? Like when you would check in your resort, they gave you like a packet of a bunch of stuff.
Something you wouldn't read?
I always read it, but I guess you didn't.
Pro tip. Okay.
Yeah, they always had the bounce back offer in there. And now sometimes if you open your drawer, it would be in there. But now I think you have to ask.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I'm sure it's all just digital.
Yeah, sure. Ask for a bounce back offer. I'm doing that my next trip because I'm trying to get my friends Chase and Lindsay to go in December. So I'm going to book us with the bounce back offer.
Shout out. I love that. So I hope you get one. But so that's not when you said bounce back, Lori, that's not what immediately came to my mind. Help me walk me through this because I know that I don't know what you call this, but if you book your Disney resort, you got your reservation, you're all planned, you know, months in advance. Well, in the meantime, before your trip, Disney announces a new discount.
Yeah.
My understanding is that you can call Disney and get that discount if they release it after you book. Am I right in thinking
you that? You definitely can do that, but you have to call immediately, like the day they come out, because they only allot a certain amount of rooms per resort, per discount. Like I was not able to switch any of my clients with this new one that came out a couple of days ago that stayed at Pop Century at the beginning of, or at the end of March. They were all gone. Like they went real, real quick. So you have to be, as soon as you have to be on all these pages watching for discounts to come out. So you can be on the phone or have a travel agent, because your travel agent will know when they're coming out and be able to switch you over. But if you don't do it fast enough, you will not get it.
Well, let's make a promise to our listeners. One thing I want to do is do a saving money at Disney episode. Mm-hmm. And so that is, this is really good information in the meantime, but we'll have to revisit that and make sure we confirm that when we do our money saving episode, because we have a lot of tips on how to save money there. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, is that all for the news, Lori?
I think so.
I think that's a lot of new news for 2022. So when we come back, we're going to talk about changes at the airport and everything there is to know about Genie Plus.
Yes.
All right. So we'll be right back. Looking to hire the best live entertainment for your upcoming party or event? The Chase Tyler Band provides you with top, high-energy, quality music, both original and covers, all over the Gulf South. Find them on Facebook under the username Chase Tyler Band. So, Lori, let's talk about all the things you need to learn for 2022. That still feels weird to say, by the way.
I'm used to saying it.
But there are two big changes that are happening or have happened in Disney World that you absolutely have to know about. One is airport transportation for those of you who prefer to fly. And then the other is Genie Plus, which is the big elephant in the room for that everyone needs to know about. But first, let's talk about the airport thing and discuss that. Lori, do you like flying or driving to Disney?
Well, I like flying to Disney because it's so fast. I hate flying. I'm scared of it, but it's so much quicker to get there.
Yes.
So I would say the older I get, the more I like flying better.
I love flying. So I'm not scared to fly, but I love flying to Disney because I have no patience, which is kind of the theme of this episode as we talk about the lightning lanes. But yeah, it's if you go out of New Orleans, it's that quick, you know, it's about an hour and 15 minutes in the air from the New Orleans airport to the Orlando airport. I've also done the connecting flight from Baton Rouge. Do not recommend connecting flight to Disney, but if that's easier for you, then the Baton Rouge airport is fantastic. And recommend that. But otherwise, that quick flight on at least three different airlines carry a direct flight from New Orleans to Orlando. I have driven several times. I grew up driving to Disney. I did that solo trip in June, and where I drove by myself from South Louisiana to Orlando. I drove home by myself because I abandoned you.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a phrase, you know, no man left behind. Not one I subscribe to for poor Lori, unfortunately. Lori had a great time. I want to be clear that I invited Lori to return home with the group.
I was saying no to that.
We did leave in the middle of the night, but I did wake her up in the middle of the night to tell her we were leaving. So we at least had the courtesy to tell her, hey, Lori, we're leaving you behind.
Because they were crazy and wanted to come home to a hurricane, not me.
We wanted to come home before the hurricane. But as you tell people, I drove to Disney in a hurricane. And I drove very safely, didn't I, Lori? We're still here. We're still here. That's all I can say.
But did you die, huh?
Story for another day. So if you are like me and like flying to Disney, and you don't rent a car, which, by the way, I think I recommend that. I've never done it, but maybe go rent a car when you get there. That's the best of both worlds. But if you are staying at Disney, you really don't need a car to get around because Disney transportation will get you to where you need to go. It's complicated at times, but it'll get you where you need to go. So the question, the big issue is that shocked Disney fans around the world, both real world and Disney world, is that the Magical Express has ended.
End it.
I'm still surprised at that, Lori.
That was such a big perk to staying on property in Disney World.
Huge perk, because we're about to talk about your options now. And either way you spin it, it's costing you money now. That's more money out of your pocket. What I don't see is why Disney didn't just add it to the hotel room. Because, you know, one thing about Disney, they love raising the price.
They do. But, it wasn't even just the transportation with the Magical Express that I liked. Before COVID, they hadn't ever brought it back after, but before COVID, you were able to check in the airline at the resort and give them your luggage, you know, all that stuff that went along with Magical Express before COVID. Like, that was awesome.
I hate to even talk about it, but do you remember where you would check in your luggage at your home airport? So if you're finding words, you would check in your airport, you put the Magical Express tag, you would not touch it again until you were in your hotel room. They would literally, Disney would grab it from the airport for you, bring it to not only your hotel, but to your hotel room.
Right.
I admit I've had some bad experiences.
I was about to say the same thing. They lost my Louis Vuitton once.
They lost your Louis.
Yes. But then going home, you would give your luggage at the hotel and you wouldn't see it again until you got to your home airport.
Mm-hmm.
Like and that, That was a huge thing. So when they came back after COVID and that wasn't included anymore, I knew something was going on then.
God, but you know, you don't realize you're in the good old days until they're gone.
I know, yes.
And it's rough. So I think we need to, you know, have a drink tonight for the Magical Express.
Right.
Or today, whenever you happen to be listening to this episode, mm-hmm. please celebrate the memory of Magical Express. And with that said, you need to know if you're flying into MCO, which I love, it's fun airport, fun stuff to do there. You need to know how to get to Disney World.
So yes, there are plenty of options.
And that's the important thing. So the big one that sticks out is through the company called Mears. And Mears was the company that operated Magical Express. Disney did not operate Magical Express. I think we need to point that out.
Right.
And if you notice the name tag of the bus drivers, they, you know, said Mears, they weren't cast members. Yes. Now Disney did provide some service at the airport, like you had to check in with a Disney representative, but they kind of like turned you over to Mears. You know, legally speaking, I don't really know how they did all that, but they did. And so Mears is still existing. So basically, if you liked that service that you got with Magical Express, you can do that now, but you have to go directly through Mears. There is no Disney involvement there.
And I don't know if it's the same in the terminal, like if you still go to the same area that you went to for Magical Express. I'm assuming you do, but I don't know. Like, I don't know if Disney's not going to give you any direction on how to do it. You're going to have to get all that from Mears. You're not going to get the same emails, letters, or anything like that. I don't know if it's in the same place, but it is an option. And they'll probably give you all that information.
I would hope so. That service is called Mears Connect. Mm-hmm. And it is about $32 an adult and $27 per child round trip.
Yeah.
So that is the standard service, like Magical Express. That's what you would do. So that now costs, you know, the thing is you have to add that into your trip now. And if you're a family of four, you know, mm-hmm. as is yours.
Or more. Lots of people have three kids or four kids.
Or more. And so, you know, or you're with a group, like I'll be traveling with a group next time I go, you will be with an extended group.
Yes.
That's more money you have to figure in, and maybe a rental car may make more sense. And so you have that option. And then, so that's the Mears Connect service. They have a standard service and there's a premium service. The premium service, I believe, takes you directly to your resort. You'll only go to your resort. For those familiar with Magical Express, you know that your bus did not only go to your resort. Now, maybe you lucked out and you were the first stop. That only happened to me like once ever. It was like the best thing. But there are a few things that are worse. And like you're ready to start your Disney vacation. You're like ready and you're hyped up and you're packed. Yes. And you have to go stop at like three other hotels before you get to yours. So everyone else is like running off the bus.
I've always been lucky and always been the first stop.
Are you serious? Fair. Oh my gosh. So like while you're bounding off the bus, there's me with like this sad face looking mournfully out the window.
I've always been the first stop. Just
live
like
your best Disney life. And I'm just on the bus waiting.
Waiting.
Oh, how'd you get so lucky?
I don't know.
But if you have the direct service, that is more expensive. That is a more expensive service for you. And you have to be prepared for that. No, the express service, round trip it looks like from their website, it's a $250 flat fee for up to four passengers.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, it's more, but you know, it's all about, again, the theme today is patience.
Right.
Do you have it or do you not? And that's important. Now, another thing that I did on my last trip, I don't know how in detail I should go on this, but I did it. As I mentioned previously, I stayed at Disney Swan and Dolphin.
Yeah.
In December, which did not include Magical Express. So I have said my farewells to Magical Express. So I, you know, we had our moments and said goodbye back in October. Mm-hmm. But in this trip, we did, I don't know what Mears calls it. I don't know if it's a VIP service or deluxe service. Both of those verbs certainly felt like they applied. But we had a private car for our group. We had a group of five adults with more luggage than we knew what to do with. So we had a service. So with that service through Mears, you contact Mears via phone, you will have the person in a suit at the bottom of the escalator at the airport with an iPad with your name on it. So just like you see out like in the movies,
they don't
or whatever.
Poster anymore, like they did.
No, I mean, I know it's like we're in the you know, the 21st century now. They're all on iPads, and they have, I guess that's more efficient. And they're holding the iPad with the last name of the person who made the reservation on it, and you know, and they're in the suit, and they have the van waiting right outside the door for you, kind of on the opposite side of where you would go for the Magical Express.
Really?
Yeah, so the van's like waiting right outside the gate for you. And so they load all your luggage in and take you right to your hotel. So that is a more costly adventure. It's a more costly thing. But if you are someone who, you know, wants a little more deluxe treatment, and again, if you're not going to be patient and want to get on the bus with everybody, maybe that makes sense to you. So it's kind of a budgetary game, but you need to figure out a way to get you and your party from the airport to the hotel. So that's Mears, the Mears option. So you have standard, you have the standard, you have the premium, and then you have, you know, what I'm calling a deluxe service. So maybe call Mears and see what works out best for you and your party. But there's another one out there, which is that they announced recently. It's my understanding it's a new company. I don't know much about it, but it's called the Sunshine Flyer. Hmm. Lori, have you looked at that?
I did. They look really cute. They're cute buses.
They're like designed, right? The buses have like an outer design on them.
Like a 1920s look.
Yeah. So it's that they're going for that 1920s vibe. Hopefully the bus is not from 1920.
Right. I'm hoping not. That might not make it.
Yeah. I'm hoping, hopefully they have some AC in there. We don't need to, I love the Carousel of Progress, but I don't need to, you know, experience it in real life. You know, and then so obviously, there's the old, good old fashioned, you can take an Uber or Lyft, right?
Yeah, I'm a huge Uber and Lyft fan.
And so if you are, Laura, you have some familiarity, if you want a nicer Lyft or Uber experience,
Instead of just a regular Uber, a smaller car, you can do the black car service or Uber XL, which Uber XL is normally a black Suburban or something like that. They're about, you know, around the same price. One could be a little more expensive just the time of the day, but XL and black cars all we use. It is a little more expensive, but it's, you know, a bigger vehicle. It's spread out. You can spread out more.
I want to make a point to everybody to keep in mind, and this may seem obvious, but I think you need to keep it in mind. You know, this is a Disney World travel planning podcast. You need to keep in mind when you're at the airport, you're going to have all your luggage with you. Yes. Don't think you can just go fit in a regular Uber with you and your friends and your luggage. Do not do that. We were very concerned because my family is not known for packing light. It is not within our skill set. And so we knew we would need the biggest car possible. Like we had trouble just from our personal experience getting the five of us to the airport.
Same.
Because, you know, we were too busy skipping your birthday party because otherwise we'd ask you to bring us. Sorry about that. But yes, I did miss Lori's birthday party. I'm the best podcast.
Our 40th birthday party.
Okay, we didn't have to get that specific. Uh-huh. But I did miss it because I was in Disney, and Lori's the only person who would understand that I missed her party to go to Disney. But the point is, we couldn't all fit in a regular vehicle to go to the airport because we pack like, you know, we just pack a lot. And so keep that in mind. Don't budget to go to the airport and just get in a regular Uber. Right. Or Lyft.
I mean, my husband is one person and he takes a XL Uber because he packs so much by himself.
And in Disney, you know, I also want to do a packing episode or video or something. We'll have to talk about that one day. I think we've talked about that in the Christmas episode. You need to pack, you know, maybe jackets, maybe ponchos and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So we're going to have to, you know, pack accordingly. Yep. So, and then Laura, you said you're familiar with there's some other private services.
Yeah, I have a few clients. I don't know any of the names. They all just Googled and they're all of them are doing different ones. They've all Googled. One is kind of like an Uber service. This guy told me a group of moms started, a group of stay-at-home moms started this company. It's something to do with kids. I think they all have car seats and they're like minivans and SUVs. It's moms that needed something to do in their spare time while their kids were at school. They started the company like in New York. I don't know. exactly the name of it, but I know for sure they have car seats. There's lots of different ones. All you have to do is Google private transportation from the Orlando airport, and so many of them come up. And I'm assuming they're probably all pretty good and probably all around the same price. So
yeah, I would do that. I mean, look, we believe in competition. It's good for the free market and all that, good for prices. So it's a change. If you have not been to Disney World since January 1 of 2022, which I imagine most listeners have not, that is a change for you. I know a lot of people do prefer to drive to Disney. So if you're driving, it's not going to be relevant for you. Maybe this pushes you to drive. Maybe that may be the tipping point for a lot of people, Lori. I'm wondering if that might be the case.
Right.
They say, you know what? It's going to cost my family $150 extra. I'd rather just pay the gas money.
Right.
Gas prices are currently high at the time of this recording. So that's not looking good, but hey, what can you say? Right. So, a lot to think about there. There's a lot to that's something to add to the budget for your Disney trip.
Okay. So, who's to say Disney doesn't have something up their sleeve and planning something in the future? Let's hope. But right now, you're on your own.
Well, you know what's coming, Lori.
That train?
The train. And so there's an express train. Is it the Sunshine Rail? I think
it's on, yeah.
Something like that is Sunshine Rail. And so again, there's no concrete plans that we've seen, but the theory of it is that it's going to go, it's kind of like this South Central Florida train that will take you from the airport, MCO is the airport there, to Disney Springs.
Yeah.
And Disney Springs will then be a hub to take you around. So I'm kind of surprised Disney didn't keep the bus service going until that opens, but that'll be a great thing for, that'll be a cool thing. You say, I'll go hop on the train. I know a lot of people, a lot of the classic Disney fans want to see a monorail to the airport, or now they have the Skyliner. A lot of people want to see something like that to the airport, and who's to say, you know, as Walt Disney once said, if you can dream it, you can do it.
Right.
Then, of course, there's people that said Walt never said that, but hey, we're going to go with it. So, yeah, so there's a lot to think about for your transportation needs. So the next thing we want to talk about, the big obvious change that has already happened and I finally got to experience, is Genie Plus.
Yeah.
And me and Lori have talked about that a lot so far. So Lori said she has not done it, but heard a lot about it.
I have.
And so Lori, I'm going to talk just about my experience with it as much as I can. So please just ask me questions about what you think people want to know, and I'll try to answer it. I'm going to start off with two things. Two big statements, and so if people want to turn it off after that, please don't, but you know, you can. Do I recommend Genie Plus? Genie Plus, just I guess to do the introduction, Genie Plus is a service that allows you to have extra features at Disney World, primarily allowing you to book Lightning Lanes, which is the equivalent of a Fast Pass, which allows you to go to the front of the line. It also has augmented reality features, and some other bonus features. So my recommendation that is, first of all, if you don't hear anything else I say, I absolutely 100% recommend Genie Plus. I will not be going to Disney World without Genie Plus. The reason for that is, again, patience. I was not born with the gene for patience, if that exists. I do not have it. I do not like waiting in lines. People think that's kind of surprising because we vacation in Disney. Like, that's
right
what we do. I don't wait in line like anywhere, especially not in Disney. It is worth every penny to me to not wait in line. Disney, I hope you're not listening because I don't want to pay any more for it, but I will. So I spent a lot of time explaining to my mom and stepdad, who I was on the trip with, what Genie Plus was. And I keep trying to just explain, Genie Plus is a service that allows you to book Lightning Lanes. So I want to keep those things separate, because, you know, as an overview, at each park, there are two attractions that have Lightning Lanes but are not included in Genie Plus. They call those individual purchase attractions or something like that, or individual Lightning Lanes. So how it works, at every park, all the attractions but the two most popular, basically, are included in Genie Plus. So you can make with your $15 one payment and getting Genie Plus, you can make reservations to go to the front of the line at all those attractions except for the top two. Mm-hmm. The top two, individual Lightning Lanes, you have to pay extra to go to the front of those lines. And so I hope that summary makes sense. So again, Genie Plus, an app you use, it's a service, you use it to make Lightning Lane reservations. You do not need Genie Plus to make those reservations in the two most popular rides. So maybe I'll just kind of walk through that. Real quick, let me just tell y'all what the two purchased rides are, the two rides that are not included in Genie Plus that you have to pay extra for. At Magic Kingdom, it's Seven Dwarfs and Space Mountain. Epcot, it's Remy's Ratatouille Adventure and Frozen Ever After. Hollywood Studios, it's Rise of the Resistance and Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. And at Animal Kingdom, it's Avatar, Flight of Passage and Expedition Everest. So for those rides, what was that, Lori?
Expedition Everest is going to be closed for refurbishment while we're there.
Right. So I wonder what they're going to do with that.
No, I want to know too.
We got to keep an eye if they're going to move it to something else. Yeah. Like I would imagine the Safari or Dinosaur, or if they just cancel it. So we know during the Christmas holiday, they move that around and they only had one individual purchase attraction.
Right. You just got to watch it whenever you're there.
Watch it. Watch and see what happens.
Yeah.
So another just general point I want to make, I had problems with mine because I was not linked to my hotel reservation. So if you don't listen to anything else I say, make sure you are linked to your hotel reservation. And that is through the My Disney Experience app. You need to have your hotel reservation booked to your account if you're at a Disney resort. You also need to be linked to everyone else in your party. Lori, as a travel agent, authorized Disney travel agent, I can't imagine how many questions you get about that topic.
So many.
And so what's your recommendation for people to make sure they're linked?
So that's the very first thing whenever I book somebody, I send them a packet to tell step-by-step how to link the reservation. And if they can't get it, I can go either FaceTime them or sometimes I'll do it myself because I can do that for them. I just can't make their park reservations. But the very first thing when they book, I send them a packet and it tells them exactly how to do it. But that's the first thing. I mean, that's the first thing we have to do now with park reservations. I guess because you're an annual pass holder, you don't have to do that, but you have to have that done to make park reservations when you have a package.
So spoiler alert, I was trying to make dining reservations. That's a different topic, but at 5 a.m. the other day, and I was not linked to my hotel reservation. And so luckily I contacted my authorized Disney travel agent who was also awake at 5 a.m. making reservations. So thank you, Lori, for helping me with that.
Because I did not send Jeffrey an email giving him his information because we're friends.
So your friendly annual pass holder podcast host did not have his own reservation linked and could not make dining reservations for his group. He did eventually figure that out. So anyway.
He got my reservations too.
Yes, I wasn't going to say that, but may as well since she brought it up. Yes, I made reservations for my travel agent. So that's where we're at right now. It was just, you know what? Everybody helps everybody else. It's a group effort. But going back to Genie Plus, you have to be linked to your resort and you have to be linked to your party.
Well, I'm glad that you told me that because I didn't know that.
Yeah, you need to have that done ASAP. And that was the case for FastPass too. You know, that was absolutely the case.
Yeah, and I guess because your annual pass is a little different. So anybody listening with the annual pass, make sure your resorts. What about people that have an annual pass that aren't staying on property? They just can't make them at the same time, right?
Correct. And so what it is that if you are in a Disney resort or a Disney partner resort, like Swan and Dolphin is a partner resort, or whatever term they use, you can make your reservations. You can make your reservations
at 7 a.m.
At 7 a.m. But if you're not, you can't make your reservation until park opens. And so what I would tell you is that to make sure you're up and awake at the right time. Mm-hmm. And again, that you're linked to your room, because what happened to me, I was not linked to my hotel reservation and I was put in a very bad situation. And I spent an hour at guest relations at Hollywood Studios.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. So that happened. And by the way, that worked out well. If you just tell Disney and are very honest with them about what happens, again, patience is the key. And they hooked me up big time. So I got
Really? Wanted.
So Disney worked their magic for me.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
Yes. And so so we have that available. But so what I would recommend is absolutely getting Genie Plus and then considering purchasing those individual lightning lanes. So the problem is that those individual lightning lanes, those rides cost extra. You do have to pay. That's not included in your $15 that's not included in your $15 that Genie Plus costs. And they range from about $7 to $15. Mm-hmm. And so you have to make a decision. So for example, when I was at Magic Kingdom,
it's per person.
Per person. So you have to keep in mind that
$15 a day per person plus the extra rides are per person.
Right. So it's at $15 per Genie Plus. That would be for your group. And then you'll have your individual lightning lanes, which again, $7 to $15 per ride per person. So, so for example, when I was at Magic Kingdom, Space Mountain was $7 for me. And so that's no question for me. The line was about 50 minutes or so. Yeah. That's just no question for me. Like I was going to spend the, I'll spend, you know, again, Disney don't listen, but I'll spend anything to not wait in line.
So how long did you have when you bought it and you went through the lightning lane? How long was the line?
How long was the line when I went through the, I mean, probably about 50 because I got it fairly.
No, like when you got, so when you went to your, go ride your ride, how long did you have to wait in line?
Oh, like for the ride. Yeah. I mean, thank you. I wanted to make that point. It was pretty instantaneous. And so you, Space Mountain, it's hard to describe, but you basically skip the whole line and walk right up to where you line up, where they start sorting you for, you know, row 1, 2, 3. Okay. They start sorting you around there. And so, I was trying to keep track on the trip because I used it everywhere. And
that's what I needed.
The longest I waited, I don't think I ever got to 10 minutes. The longest I waited was at Slinky Dog, and that's a whole operation. Slinky Dog, I had to wait maybe about 8 minutes. And so the lightning lane really is worth it. You really go to the front of the line. They do a good job of moving you through. I think in the Disney earnings call, the official Disney earnings call, they said about one third of guests are using it. So the vast majority of people are not using it. So you're already.
I might add it back. I took it off my trip.
Well, and so why don't you talk about how people can do that? Because you know that for, you know, I couldn't make Genie Plus until that morning, but.
If you book a package, you can add Genie Plus to your package all up front, but you have to, like say you're saying 7 days, you have to get Genie Plus for 7 days. But if you wait until you're there, you can pick and choose. Like you can get it, hey, I want to get it for Magic Kingdom only. You can do it the morning of. You can pay for it the morning of. But if you book a package, you can pay for it all up front. And I had it on my trip and I took it off just because I didn't know much about it. And I was going to pay for it per day, but I think I'm going to add it back now.
And so I had to buy it day of as an annual pass holder.
So I was wondering about that. I'm glad you said that too.
And so, you know, you had to do that, but I know that there's a way to buy in advance. So make sure you have all that ready to go. But otherwise, you need to be up at 7 a.m. Now, the beauty of the individual lightning lanes, I love that. I hate that it's more expensive. I do. I hate it. But the beauty of it is that you can pick the time you want.
Yeah,
so there's an important difference that I want to make sure people understand. The Genie Plus, which is every ride but the top two, you just have to pick what they have available. So they'll say, okay, well, we have Splash Mountain from 10 to 11:30. You have to book it for that time. The other strategy is to, okay, wait until later in the day. Yeah. Okay, well, it's cold right now and wait till it warms up to get on
Splash Mountain. But then it could sell out.
You roll the dice with that. But with the individual lane purchases, you get to pick what time you want. Like it'll basically, especially if you do it early in the morning, you have all day, you get to pick what times you want.
Yeah.
And that's a beautiful thing. And I love that. So, you know, if you have lunch reservations from, you know, 12 to 1 at Be Our Guest, you know, you're not going to make your Seven Dwarfs Mine Train reservation for then.
Did they give you a time limit afterwards? I know in the old Fast Pass system, you could anytime after that, you didn't have to go back at that exact time. Anytime after, like I said, come back from 11:30 to 12:30. Anytime after 11:30, they would take it.
Really? I did not want to roll the dice on that. That's not something I was going to gamble.
Yeah.
I made sure I was. I've read somewhere that's like about they weren't big on letting you in early because, you know, they always have people waiting, blocking to not let you in early. I mean, I read there's about a 15-minute window.
Yeah, I thought I read that too.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, for example, so what you would do in a day like Hollywood Studios, that's, you know, there's not many rides there. So you get in a tough pickle there really quick. So you would buy, you get up at 7 a.m., make your reservations for, go ahead and buy your individual Lightning Lane purchases for
and
Mickey.
You have to buy two of them. Then you can buy both of them then. And I would definitely buy them both. If you're going to use two of them, you buy them both that morning. Even if you're going to park hop, you just pick a later time for your second park for one of them.
Yeah. So you can go ahead and purchase both of them for what you want
at 7 a.m.
But if you don't have park hopper, so just, you know, for example, doing the one park at 7 a.m., you'd wake up and do your individual Lightning Lanes at Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway and then Rise of the Resistance.
Yes.
Then you would have to choose, okay, from the Genie Plus selections, which is everything for free, what do you value? For most people, and I recommend this, is Slinky Dog Dash.
Slinky Dog, because that 100% every day sells out.
Every day. And then the line is hot.
Yep.
It is long. It's slow. You know, dislike it. And I've heard that, you know, I have a friend who recently returned. I think they got theirs at like 6 o'clock in the afternoon or something, or 6 o'clock in the evening just to get there.
And it sells out. So and you get that one. And then after park opening is when you get your second one, right?
Yes. Okay. No. I wanted to make that.
Yeah.
Make that a point. Learned this the fun way. This is the fun way. This is one of the things I wanted to point out, is that they say normally once you make a reservation, you can make your next reservation 2 hours after it's either after you use your first one or 2 hours after you've made your first reservation. What I did not know, if you are one of the Disney park guests who make it at 7 and the 7 a.m. and the park doesn't open until 9, you can't make your next one until 2 hours after park opens.
That's opening. Yeah. I learned that today.
I know that. You learned that today. Yeah, I learned it there. And let me tell you, that was not a fun experience.
Yeah.
And also keep in mind, so I had a group of five there. And so there's kind of three of us in a group and two of us in a group. And that worked out for our personal situation. Trust me on that one. But we were all kind of it was kind of a schedule where sometimes we were on the same page and sometimes we were not. And we were planned for that. But sometimes we wanted to be on the same schedule. But what you have to keep in mind, everyone has different interests in Disney. Look, we get that. That's, you know, me and Lori have different things when we're there. Everyone has different things. And it really comes into play when you have different rides. Okay, this group wants to do Tower of Terror, which happened in our group. And this group wouldn't do Tower of Terror if you paid us to do it.
Yeah.
So you have different things. So one thing to keep in mind, so if you're having that situation, okay, everyone wants to go do Tower of Terror. I mean, only two people want to do Tower of Terror, but everyone wants to do Toy Story Mania. You have to wait for your Tower of Terror users to have their Lightning Lane availability open too. So keep in mind that you'll be waiting for all five of them, five of your group to be made available, you know, to be available or be eligible to make the next reservation. Yeah. So one thing I'm not going to talk about, Lori, is how to use the app just without a visual. You know, this is
right, podcast. Right.
We know that.
That's what it's very hard to talk to my clients about it, because without being right there to show them. So my biggest thing, I've been telling everybody when they check in, talk to the cast member, because the cast member is right there in front of them and they show them everything.
Yeah. And so I think that's a great idea. Look at YouTube articles and all that. It really is. I hate to say this, but it is a learn by doing experience.
Right.
Know the rules. If you know the rules going in there, you'll be in a lot better shape. So know what your Genie Plus options are, know what your extra purchase things are, and then make sure you have your budget set. You know that.
Right.
I forget how far in advance they release the prices for each one, but they'll tell you when you log in, you'll go through an entire checkout process to do it. And so, you know, keep in mind, you need to plan your strategy for the individual parks, which is, I want to do the two most popular rides, I'm going to buy that. Then your strategy is what in the Genie Plus categories do you want to do? Okay, do I want to do Slinky Dog first? Or do I maybe want to, you know, just go wait in Slinky Dog and make my Millennium Falcon, because I have a huge Star Wars fan in my family.
Right.
Make sure we get us on Falcon or Star Tours or what have you. So that's up to y'all to figure out, you know, strategy. Reach out to us if you have questions about what you should book first.
I have a great graphic that shows you when you wake up at 7, what you do first, and if it says yes or do you do this, and yes, no. It's a great thing if anybody wants to reach out and ask about it. I have this great graphic that'll show you exactly how to plan your day.
I've not seen that. I just got it today. Oh, well, I'll be. We have to share that with me. So that's what I have to say about Genie Plus. My advice is absolutely get it and be, you know, look at the app, look at YouTube, budget. You know, that's the thing. You have to budget for it. But I highly recommend, if you're like me, you hate lines. The longest I waited, like I said, never waited 10 minutes.
Okay, that's good to know.
So never reached 10 minutes. I got in there really fast. And, you know, obviously if there's a breakdown or something, you know.
I'll definitely make sure I add Genie Plus the days my husband will be there for Mardi Gras.
Yeah, if you're like me and you hate lines, Genie Plus in the Lightning Lanes will be your best friend. And also, just a reminder, you do not have to buy Genie Plus to get those two individual purchase Lightning Lanes. It's a separate purchase. So, but just keep in mind, Lightning Lane is your friend. But any questions about that, reach out to me and Lori. We'll be happy to help you.
For sure.
All right, Lori, anything else? Anything else people need to know for 2022?
Yay for 2022.
Well, I know I can't say it either. It's we're excited about it. We will hopefully be there together soon. But in the meantime, we still have a lot of ground to cover about planning your Disney vacation. So stay tuned to Southern Charm Magic. You know where to find us, and reach out to us if you have any questions.
Oh, and if you're there for Mardi Gras, look for us. We'll be there. I know a lot of you probably will be there.
And we'll have a lot more to say between now and then.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of Southern Charm Magic.
Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram under the handles of Southern Charmed Magic. Have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Bye, y'all.